Every year, about 3,000 American businesses respond to a survey. They answer questions about whether they offer health insurance. If so, what kind? And how much do employers and employees have to pay? NPR's Joanne Silberner reports the newest survey shows companies and their workers are struggling.
Last year, health insurance rates increased 11%. This year, the survey shows that insurance rates went up less, 9%. Drew Altman heads the Kaiser Family Foundation, which conducts the survey.
I guess the good news is that the rate of increase is lower than last year, and the bad news is that's the only good news.
Employers reported that insurance premiums are still going up at a rate double or triple that of wages and inflation. The average price for health insurance for a family is now nearly $11,000 a year. Altman says that's having an effect on whether companies offer health insurance to their employees.
The percentage of firms offering health insurance coverage fell from 69% in 2000 to 60% in 2005, and it's a little bit each year.
The survey shows companies are making some changes as a result.
They're trying to manage the costs of people with chronic illness. Sometimes when they can, they shift costs to their workers. Some of them are trying the new so-called consumer-driven healthcare arrangements with high deductible plans.
That's what Ferrellgas of Liberty, Missouri is doing with its 3,500 employees who have full benefits. It paid $20 million in medical claims last year. Benefits supervisor Heather Dumas says the company has always paid generous health benefits, but is making some changes.
We're going more from that paternalistic approach to more of a consumerism partnership environment where we really want to teach our employees the benefits to consumerism and really starting to understand the cost of health care, letting them realize the cost of going to the doctor is not their $15 copay that they pay at the front desk. It's really $100.
So this year, the company offered as an option those high deductible plans. Employees pay the first $1,000 to $3,000 of expenses and can set up a savings account to pay for it with pre-tax dollars. Dumas says it's too early to say whether it saved her company any money. The Kaiser survey showed that though the numbers are still low, more companies are going this route, in addition to the other strategies they're trying. Karen Ignani heads the health insurance trade group. She's encouraged by the survey.
The direction of the trend is right. Other benefits consulting firms have already indicated that 06 is going to be the lowest rate of increase in 5 years. I think that shows that the strategies and the tools and techniques that have been developed by our members are beginning to work for consumers.
But even so, the prices are still increasing, and Kaiser's Drew Altman is definitely not encouraged.
When we see these dips, always in the past, we see health care costs bounce back again to double-digit rates of increase. And I don't see any evidence that we're dealing in any fundamental way with the underlying drivers behind these increases in health care costs.
The main factor, he says, are new medical technologies that everyone wants and no one wants to pay for. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.